When you Betfair on football, you get daily rewards, so any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards, because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello everyone, hope you're good and thank you for listening to 21st Century Football. We've got a little competition for you running throughout May 2021. So if you're listening to this after May 2021, the competition is closed. That's how time works. Hotel Football in Manchester has kindly given us a prize for you to win ahead of the Euros in June. You will get a table for four, so you and three mates. Entry to our Old Trafford Supporters Club, live entertainment post-match, live screening of the game, and the best thing is, you get two drinks each. That's eight drinks. Drinks include beer, wine, or soft drinks if you're on the cordial. To enter this competition, all you need to do is answer this simple question. Which player has scored the most goals in the Euros in one competition? In the 21st century, obviously. The clue's in the title. Tweet your answer to 21st Century Football. And please be aware, this competition is only for people living in the Northwest. Apologies to those outside. But we will promise to bring you more prizes that you can win ASAP Rocky. Now it's time to enjoy the show.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome along to 21st Century Football, a podcast that is the complete guide to football since the year 2000. My name is Will Brazier and today we are focusing on a Spanish centre-back. His name, Sergio Ramos. Is he the greatest defender of all time? That and a lot more with the stat to my man, Statman Dave.
Let's get it. Sergio Ramos, big cojones, big player. Winner.
Do you get excited about centre-backs?
I like Sergio Ramos because he's a lunatic.
Love that.
I do like these little bit of a vibe about him, you know what I mean?
A little loony.
A little bit crazy.
There's not many lunatics kicking about the modern game, is there? So when they do, you know, stand out. I mean, I believe the... Oh, you're not even introduced me yet. Sorry, Will. Got after you. No, did you say Joe's here?
Joe's here.
Thanks, Will. Cheers for that. Yeah, I love lunatics. I think there should be more of them.
In football or just in society?
Just in football, please. Because I love seeing them. I love seeing the drama they cause on and off the pitch.
Yeah.
I love seeing them get stuck in, get gritty. It's all too clean and polished nowadays, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
I think Dave, in a previous episode, sort of brought that about because a lot of these young players get into these academy schools quite early and they're all quite prim and proper, whereas you can tell these players who get stuck in...
Hey, Sergio Ramos looked pretty trimmed and proper when he joined Real Madrid from Sevilla.
All right.
He looked very, very suave.
Sorry.
But he's over the years, I think he's got dirty.
Didn't he do that naked model shoot?
I don't know, Will. Maybe he did.
I've seen a picture of Sergio Ramos. Long,
I swear, I've
long
seen
hair
it.
Yeah.
What a tackle.
Hey, lovely. Hey. But no, seriously though, I've seen a picture of him naked, I think.
Right.
Well, should I
do my Wikipedia bits?
Yeah. Let's kick this off.
Sergio Ramos Garcia was born on 30th of March.
Do that again. We need more of a...
Sergio Ramos Garcia was born on the 30th of March 1986 and is a Spanish professional footballer who plays at centre-back and captains both La Liga, club Real Madrid and the Spanish national team.
Ramos has gone on to become a mainstay in Real Madrid. He's won 22 major honours, 5 La Liga titles, 4 Champions Leagues. One of the most decorated players of all time.
I've got Ramos is also a keen horse aficionado owning a stud farm. And I've seen that picture, let me tell you guys. He is a stud.
Really?
I want to start with a stat for us all. Ramos is La Liga's top goal scorer from a defensive position of all time.
Wow.
Simple. But yeah, effective.
So Ramos is the top scoring defender in La Liga history. Should I just read that back to people a little bit more concise?
Listen, I'd love to compare notes. How many other defenders have scored more than Ramos in the world?
In European football, there's actually 5. Do you want me to reel through the names, Joe?
We've all got Google, pal.
We've got Graham Alexander.
Oh, penalty king.
Yeah, penalty king. Absolute penalty bagsman. Yeah,
what years were these?
That's recent, Alexander.
Yeah, a little bit. Burnley, Scunthorpe, Luton, Preston North End.
Okay. Next.
Number four. Laurent Blanc.
Okay. Blanc? How many's Blanc?
153 bagsmans.
No way.
The former PSG manager scored 16 goals for France as well. Hector Herrera.
Herrera. Blanc's got 153 goals.
He's a bagsman.
Right? Go on, who's next? Hector Herrera.
It's not Hector Herrera. Hector Herrera's a Porto central midfielder. I don't even know why I said it. Classic. Fernando Herrera.
Right.
163 goals. Another.
Fuck off.
Real Madrid.
That's not true.
Great.
Onto you're reading appearances, Dave.
He's just making these up. People are going to check out your
number
stats.
Number two, Daniele Passarelli.
Well, I don't know.
175 goals.
Number one. We want to know who number one is. Is he good?
Do you not know who number one is?
Carlos. Roberto Carlos.
Who? Yep, Stam.
This is shocking.
Wait.
You two.
Phil Jones.
You two have let me down.
Who?
Chris Smalling.
Who is it?
Should we know?
You should know this.
Gary Neville.
These are facts. Gary Neville, he's scored about two goals.
Jonathan Spector.
Shut up.
Right, one last guess each, and then you've got to say who's closest. Will?
Cafu.
I'm going to go with... Oh, Ashley Cole. Go on, who's closest?
When did Ashley Cole score goals?
Who is it?
Ronald Koeman, you bloody idiots.
How's Fernando Hierro got 150?
Because he's a bagsman from centre-half. Back off, all right? No. Ronald Koeman scored 253 goals.
That's unbelievable,
he scored 26 in one season. You look, if you come up with a sweeper of the day, like a classic footballer, then I would have probably gone, okay, that's cool.
Kind of ruins the rest of this episode in a way.
I was just about to say that. I was going to say a good third of this episode was going to be talking about how integral he was as a goal scorer. So do you want to sort of pick up the
yeah,
mess
please
that
do
done?
Pick up Dave.
Yeah, no, well, you're still big.
The cluster you've just done for us.
Still a big goal scorer. He's the, obviously right now, he's the top goal scoring defender.
Yeah.
Active player. Still a big thing. Scored big goals at big times for the Real Madrid.
But we sort of mentioned the shithousery and that sort of speaks for itself. But as a defender, Dave, how good is...
Underrated. I think one of the best Champions League defenders of all time. I'd even go to say, is he above Nesta? Cannavaro, Vidic, Rio Ferdinand, John Terry. Because this man has captained Real Madrid to three Champions League trophies.
Yeah.
That impact alone is incredible. And I think the big thing with that Real Madrid team, the quality of the fullbacks meant that the defenders have to do double the yardage. I think in their attacking shape, Marcelo basically plays as a left winger. Carvalho on the side of right winger. The space Varane and Ramos had to defend, big. Yeah, they've got the support of Casemiro. Yes, Casemiro's unbelievable. But Ramos, some of the plays he made in that run over those three seasons, unbelievable. Clutch moments, big tackles, big interceptions, and big goals.
Wow.
The one that springs to my mind for the first one, I don't know if this will be his most iconic moment, but that one, I think it was the 2014 one, when it went to extra time against...
Who's this in the Champions League final?
Champions League final. He scored a in-swinging corner. He gets his head there. And he just, I don't know, he just always seems to be in and around.
Yeah, always seems to be causing a bit of
murder.
So you're
talking about the first final?
Yeah.
Atletico Madrid.
It was Atletico Madrid.
It was, yeah.
Knew it was. I was going to say, but wasn't confident enough.
No, he scored in the 15th minute.
What?
Oh, I thought he scored late.
He scored.
I think Ronaldo scored late.
Oh, he scored two?
Yeah, he scored one in the 15-16. And I scored one again in the second Atletico game as well to put it to extra time.
Yeah.
I think he scored both.
That's right. Because then that's when Bale scored the one, wasn't it? Off the keeper, pars it. No, Bale shoots and Ronaldo heads
it. The 4-1.
Yeah. Got you.
Big goal.
Now we're all cleared up on that. General summary, Ramos scores big goals.
Big time player, any guys? Yeah, so true.
Aggressive, attacks corners like you think he's going to die if he doesn't win it. And I think that's Sergio Ramos, the intensity that he's become. I think when he got tattoos, I think that made him hard.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's when it made him, when
it
was like, right,
I've
got tattoos now.
Yeah.
I'm no longer this guy that Will's seen on the internet naked many a time.
Let me tell you, unless he was hiding them.
I am this machine, this beast, yeah. and a captain. And he left Sevilla as one of the most expensive defenders of all time. There's a lot, geared on his back. He joined Real Madrid when Guti was still knocking around. Real Madrid did actually pull off a Guti-like assist in five-a-side a few weeks ago, just to let you guys know.
Of course
you
did.
Yeah, back heel was completely, not meant, but it was unbelievable.
Is that what it takes, sorry, to be hard, having tattoos?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Piercings maybe as well.
Yep.
I might guess.
But I think the haircut as well makes him look like more of a... someone from the 300, a Spartan.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You know what I mean? He reminds me of a Spartan.
Wow.
And I think when you play against Sergio Ramos...
You're not having a good time.
I'd say more.
I reckon he's the type that pinches your arm behind you, pulls your hair, squeezes you. I don't know, come on.
I'd say he's a bit more like Sons of Anarchy, a bit more rough and ready.
Okay.
Going to give you a fight, probably a bar fight. Don't think he's that sort of chiseled warrior that you'd see.
Not a Gerard Butler.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but I think you're painting a picture of these 300 lads like they weren't nutters.
They are.
Yeah, but you're saying that like he's more like you're envisaging them as these all, you know, Greek Adonises, and that he'd suit the Sons of Anarchy. No, I think these Spartans, Sons of Anarchy, same type of characters.
Would be a good fight for them two.
Same sort of characters, Dave, but I'm just talking about, I think if you were 300, you got more of a chiseled six-pack.
Yeah.
Whereas if you were Sons of Anarchy, you're probably drinking a six-pack.
Hey, I'm all right.
I'll see you later, guys. Am I right?
You obviously know a lot about a six-pack and his naked body. What's it like?
The original six-pack's pre-tattoo was, you know, we're talking he could have debuted on a Raw or SmackDown. He was ready to go.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, we move away. I was interested. I forgot about the Seville times, Dave. Is he sort of fondly remembered, or was that all sort of tarnished when he went to Madrid?
No, I think that was at the start of, like, Monchi's time at Sevilla, when he obviously flipped the club, buying players like Dani Alves and so forth. It was just they got lots of money for a young, talented centre-half or right-back that was a very, very good player. Or had the potential to be a very good player. And it took him quite a while to actually become starting centre-half for Real Madrid. It took him a few years. And, you know, the team had to move on, and then he stepped up. And, you know, his character and leadership has obviously elevated them to another level. You know, I think if you've got Zinedine Zidane's respect as a player, you are a very, very good player. I think technically, from what we've seen in recent years with him scoring penalties and free kicks, he's probably a little bit underrated in that category as well. Great passing range, carries well. Like, he's a very, very good player.
So overall, you would say he is the best defender of the 21st century?
I'd say he's up there. With your Costa Curtas, with your Maldinis, with your Nestas, you know, your big players.
I'd say what he is the best.
You reckon?
The best defender of the 21st century.
I think he's definitely top three, because especially the more of the Italian ones, when you speak about them, you speak about the back four or the back two and the partnerships.
Yeah.
But Ramos, like you said, Dave, has like dragged people kicking and screaming with him and up their ability.
He's not a double act, is he?
No, you maybe a Terry apply that to.
Yeah, that's true.
I know it's hard to say.
Well, what would you have, Terry or Ramos on your team?
I'd have Ramos, yeah. I'd have Ramos over Terry.
When's John Terry ever scored in a Champions League final?
Would you have Ramos over Ferdinand?
Yeah.
I'd have them together.
That's not the question, different defenders. It's not the question,
it's
is
different
it?
Different defenders, mate.
It's not the question.
You can't just compare apple
one of the
with
back
banana,
five aside, which is a fair question, knowing this podcast.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that later on.
Okay.
So, I didn't get an answer from
Dave. I don't think you're going to get an answer from Dave. Dave, you've also brought a video to the table where we've looked at Ramos's dark arts.
Yeah,
the darker
dirty
side
tackle.
Of the game. Dirty tackles, flicks, not tricks. Especially for this podcast, because, you know, the ability speaks for itself, but we like the characters, and he's a character, Joe.
Do you know what? When growing up, we've mentioned the Big El Clasicos of our time, and they were Ramos's peak. He was, in many ways, the star of the show, one of the headline acts. People used to turn on to these El Clasicos when Pep was in charge, when Jose was in charge. They were absolute big battles. And he used to always put on a bit of a show, whether it be getting sent off or causing drama, causing a bit of murder, having a storming game.
Can I just stop you there, Joe? I've got a really good bit of the Wikipedia page that we didn't dive into before.
Go on then, what's the
bit? There's a paragraph that I think sums him up down to an absolute T. When you think Sergio Ramos, this is the paragraph for you.
The picture?
You right now.
Is it the picture?
No, it's not the naked picture, Will. On the 23rd of April, Ramos was sent off for the 22nd time in his Real Madrid career.
Legend.
And the fifth time in an El Clasico. No. After a straight red card for a two-footed challenge on Lionel Messi during a counter-attack in the 2-3 home defeat to Barcelona.
Class.
Real Madrid won their 33rd La Liga title that season. Ramos's fourth title and his first as captain. Doesn't that just sum him up?
Yeah.
They won the league. They won the Champions League. He two-foots Lionel Messi in the Clasico and gets sent off.
He knew what he had to do to win, and he did it.
I think when he plays for sort of Real Madrid and it's not against an English side, I don't really mind it. But there, until recently, he has always riled me up, which I think, you know, to him might be a detriment to his career.
Can I point out the elephant in the room about...
Are you talking about my nose?
No, sorry. Let's talk about Liverpool-Madrid Champions League final, the Salah incident. what you're saying.
What about it?
Because the elephant in the room is there. We are two United fans and obviously going to praise that. However, you know, he knew what he was doing. It was a tactical move to try and... No.
One of the
telling his eyes. You've just read out a man, two-footed Lionel Messi, to stop a counter-attack to go on and win
gets the job
titles.
Done, right?
He knew. It's what he's doing.
It's filthy.
Where do we sit on the line?
But you've got to respect it.
I hated it.
Did you hate it?
Well, yeah, because I like when, especially when clubs get to Europe, I support them. Which I know might be a foreign concept to Red
Star. I understand it. I understand that.
Yeah, doesn't make sense. German clubs have recently shown why they are the best in the world. Go and support a German club. But a Borussia Dortmund, a Bayern Munich, even RB Leipzig. I like RB Leipzig. They came out and they stood big recently with their partners.
Because they've got money behind them in any sort of way, are they? They're not played by money. They've not got the benefits of an unbelievably rich corporation behind them. They're the proper way of doing football, isn't it?
They play good football. They've backed...
What does the RB stand for?
They've backed extreme sport throughout the entirety of my life, which I think is really cool. In an underfunded industry.
That was mad.
And also into F1, now into football, and they play a good brand of football.
Okay.
I don't think there's that much wrong with that. And they're also standing up against the big boys and telling them, you know, where to stick it.
Moving away from anyway, Champions League final, dirty tackle by Ramos.
Yeah, no, it was.
I know where Dave's line is.
It was despicable.
But, Will, you paint yourself as this noble knight. This noble crusader going off into the night. Oh, Sergio Ramos shouldn't have done that. No. Would you do that to win?
No.
You wouldn't do that to win. You wouldn't do that to lift the only Champions League trophy of your career. Like, if you're playing for Birmingham City at centre-back, you know Mohamed Salah is an absolute bagsman. You're not doing a little karate throw after you've trained at judo for the past 2 weeks for this moment.
I think, Dave, as you said, like, it's more about the style and how you not than getting the trophies themselves. And that style stinks. So would you want to win that? Is that the right way? For you, maybe yes. For me, not so much so.
That's the difference between you and me, Will. I'm a winner, you're a loser.
No, hang on a minute.
Hang on.
He's contradicting himself from a previous episode that might not have gone out in the right order.
The elephant in the room has been addressed. It was... what? Go on.
I've got another elephant as
go
well.
Go on.
Well, I don't think it was after this, but you know what I do. You think you give me the name of who it is and I go, what's my first memory? Eric Dier smashing into him. Remember that? Was it in the Bernabeu, the 3-2 when England won? One of the greatest nights. We've got it on DVD. Maybe Blu-ray. It might have been that earlier. Eric Dier just, and he won the ball, but he took the man. He still got a book in, but he's absolutely scythed him down.
Really? So what happened?
So how do you celebrate that, but you don't celebrate Mohamed Salah getting dumped out of the Champions League with a judo throw?
He got the ball.
He got the ball.
Ramos got the arm. What's your point?
You are scum. You really are. I used to watch you on YouTube. I was sat there. I was a big fan. And now you've unveiled yourself to be an absolute weapon.
Yeah, but we've never spoke about my favourite players in European football of recent years because it paints a story. Casemiro, one of my favourite players.
Of course.
In a previous episode, and I don't know if this has gone out chronologically, you spoke about style, substance, and the trophies were a secondary thing. Today you've come out as an absolute assassin.
Do Liverpool win that Champions League if Salah stays on the pitch?
No, Real Madrid team.
Okay, so hold on.
Carrius in goal. Carrius still has a brain fart. Carrius still has the brain fart, doesn't he? Gareth Bale still scores one of the best goals in Champions League final history.
Oh, I've never felt so sorry for anyone as part of for Carrius that night. I know what I'm sat here with, but like, one man's career was just ruined in one night.
Yeah, but Liverpool didn't protect him afterwards. They binned him straight away.
I'm not saying they did.
they pretty much left him out to dry. It was pretty bad from Liverpool.
I'm not saying they did.
People's club.
Ramos.
And the other elephant in the room, the elephant sat on top of the elephant with that.
What?
Was when they had the Ballon d'Or ceremony and Ramos, they were all there. Salah was sat in front of Ramos. Ramos picked up an award, walked back off the stage and touched Salah on the shoulder, which could have been coincidence. But I'm sure it was Dave. Cheeky little grin says it was not, was it?
Probably not. Probably getting into his head for future Champions League finals to win. Obviously, probably maybe happen in the future. The other elephant in the room that you guys keep talking about elephants. We haven't spoke about the World Cup. The man has won the World Cup. Yep. Centre half for Spain. A pretty boring Spain team that just had the ball for the sake of ball and epitomised tiki-taka as a phrase.
Yeah.
You know, it's a phrase of slow, boring possession.
Is that what...
To keep the ball so you don't have the ball.
Yeah.
Is that what it is, though?
It's what it is, yeah. It's seen as a slanderous thing to call a team, a tiki-taka team in Spain, yeah.
Because I always thought it was like a sort of like progressive thing.
Yeah, because again, we don't do the research in this country to make sure we understand certain phrases.
You should have put that down.
No, I should have put that down. I thought it was sponsored by Tic Tacs and they put a lot of money into it.
What about a vertical tiki-taka?
It's mixed concepts.
Is that a sexy one?
Because we used it the wrong way. Now it's been used in a way to describe a certain style of football.
Right.
Because we can't come up with any ideas ourselves.
Ramos, just to sum up his dark arts, are you a fan of it?
You're never a fan of it if it's going against your team. To be fair, as United fan, we've not had many clashes with Sergio Ramos. We have played Real Madrid quite a lot of times in the Champions League, but he's never done anything that shithousery against United team. When you are on the team that is doing the shithousery, it's a fan favourite, I think. I don't think there'll be many Madrid fans who feel sorry for Salah that night. So yeah, I'll go with it. I'm a bit of a fan.
You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're just going to take a little break and then we'll be back.
Over the centuries, the world's greatest wordsmiths have crafted the most beautiful sentences ever written. Shakespeare.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Austin.
There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart.
And Jermaine Pennant.
I pulled two birds and I went home, which is nearly a proverb.
Hello and welcome to the Football Book Club podcast, the only book club that's less Charles Dickens, more Paul Dickoff. And you can listen to our brand new series right now by searching Football Book Club wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, Live Score is the only place where you can watch every single UEFA Champions League game for free. That means more goals, more unforgettable drama, more end-to-end action. And whether you're watching on your phone or tablet or casting to your TV, the free Live Score app gives you even more ways to watch. Live Score, the new home of the UEFA Champions League. It's more than a score. Download now on the App Store or Google Play.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Right, before we get into the ranking, what are we picking as Sergio Ramos's most iconic moment?
One of the red cards, or just the red cards in general. Just the fact that he just gives it. He just gives it out. Two-footing Messi was one of the last red cards in the Clasico. Wow, not bothered, is he? Them two have clashed so many times, and he's just gone, tonight, I'm having you. He knows he's going to get sent off. He just does it. What a crazy guy. All of his red cards for me are iconic moments.
Do you think it'll be a bit like Fergie Wenger, where, you know, them two absolutely went at each other for 20 years, but if Messi and Ramos sit down, they'll have, you know, a cheeky
punt. I'm sure Fergie presented Wenger with something. It was a bottle. Nice little bottle, on his last game. Maybe they'll do that when they both retire. Possibly.
Dave, what's your most iconic moment about Sergio Ramos?
I think I'll break it into two categories. Number one, club career. Real Madrid. I think any of the big goals he scored on their runs to these finals, goals against Napoli, the two goals we've already spoke about against Atletico Madrid. I think maybe the first one, the first Atletico Madrid goal.
Yeah.
And then scored a penalty in the 5-3 win in the shootout. Big, big moments. I think that was probably his club career. And I think you've also got to take his international career and moments. The Euros in 2008, we've not even spoke about, in 2012 as well. But a man of the match performance in the World Cup final.
Yeah, incredible.
The World Castro Performance Index scored him at a whopping 9.79.
What was this?
The Castro Performance Index.
What are you talking about? Who's this?
You've never heard of the Castro Performance Index?
What's going on?
It's one of the sponsors built a performance type score.
Who?
Right?
Castro? So the FIFA
Diesel,
YouTuber?
I think, or something.
Has anyone got a 10 out of 10 ever?
Castrol. Oh, sorry. Right.
Castrol.
God, I was sorry.
So Sergio Ramos, man of the match, World Cup final, completed more solo runs than any other player in the tournament with 31. I think we've got to give him some respect for that World Cup final.
From centre back, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Dead easy, mate.
Well, no, if you were going to do it, what's the easiest place to do a dribble from? Anyone? Goalie?
Centre back. I don't know.
You also think that if you lose the ball at centre back, the opposition have a counter attack with players behind you. But yeah, cool, Will. You do, Will.
Yeah, but who are the worst defenders? Strikers. There we go. Enough said.
Not in the modern day, Patrick Bamford. We'll have an argument with you about that.
No, don't let me smack you.
I'm reversing.
I will fight.
I know, mate. I've seen you. I've seen you move, mate. You don't move properly.
Let's rank this man. Let's start with, would we go for a drink with him?
He loves horses and he's an aficionado and owns a stud farm. couple of questions there. And who knows, if we have several drinks with him, we might be able to recreate his photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
You.
10 from me.
10 from you. That you so desperately want us to have a look at him, a picture of him nude. Yep. 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 for you. I'll back you up with a 9 as well. What are we going for there, Dave?
For night out on a
boozing.
Not out for
in Madrid.
In
yeah.
Madrid.
Oh, yeah. Madrid is probably one of my favourite cities.
Loves nibbles in Madrid.
And so he'd be like, sorry, he'd be like one of them dons that'd be like, it's Ramos. And he'd be like, you know, like, fuck the queue.
So I reckon in Madrid, you said it's in Madrid, right? That's plus 1 point, whatever we get to at the end. Madrid's a great city, so it gets an extra bonus. And he's, like you're saying, all the places, the pinchos, the tapas, the beers. Like, we're going to have one hell of a night out. And I reckon that's a 7-8 o'clock in the morning job.
Wow.
I reckon we're going all night long.
10.
But also, you're thinking about the tattoos.
Yeah.
42 tattoos he's got. This man has got tattoos of Jesus Christ, a Native American chief, a dream catcher, a wolf, a lion, a map of Spain.
Wow.
Just in case he gets lost.
That's just his arse.
That's true. I'll tell you what, he's going to have some stories about those tats so that can get the conversation flowing before the cervezas come out. I'd give it a 9. Plus the 1 for being in Madrid.
Oh, 10. TL, 10. He's going to go right to the top here, I can tell
you. If I got a tie that night, I'd look like something out of The Hangover. I'd have a little Tyson. Right, 5 aside, does he get in on your team?
I just think he does. He gets stuck in. He's a bit aggressive. He can score goals. He tracks back because some people aren't great at tracking back in 5 aside. They love the limelight, scoring the goals. You know, it's their moment to shine, isn't it?
Yeah,
these regular
yeah.
players. He'll do the hard work, he'll do the grafting. I'm just worried about scoring room 10 because I think he'll go straight to the top of the league.
Don't worry about
that.
I'm
going to give him a 8 out of 10.
Love that.
Because you're afraid that you're going to score him. So you're basically
Ramos
afraid
be the highest.
That you've built a rubbish scoring system, which has led us to this point right now.
No, because you've got to know what I'm going to give him next. What,
Sergio Ramos, 10, 5 aside. Anyone's giving it the biggie on of a team, anyone goes on a bit of a goal scoring run, judo throw, arm falls off, W.
Wow.
You're winning the lot with Ramos in your team. And you're also intimidating people. And a technical ability that I spoke about before, Ramos 5 aside, could probably score from anywhere.
Depends if we were here to have fun though, innit?
Well, I'm going for 5 out of 10 for 5 aside. I hate confrontation and he caused too much of it.
You know what? He's right. He's right. He's
I hate
right,
confrontation. Right. Every week, it'd be, oh, just calm down. We're
yeah,
sorry.
Kill
sorry. We'll
it.
Pay,
chill
we'll
out.
Pay. We'll pay. Iconic moments. Dave, we come to you first on this.
Well, you know my scoring.
Yeah.
My scoring has some methodology behind it.
Put a 10 down.
Has the man won a World Cup? Yes.
Oh, no, no.
Has the man won the European Championship? Yes. Has the man won the Champions League? Yes.
Yes.
He's won it an unprecedented times, 3 times in a row.
Ooh.
As a captain.
So?
Yes. Won La Liga? Yes. Would he win the Premier League? Yes. Would he win Serie A? Yes. Would he win the goddamn lot? Yes, 10.
But he's no Ballon d'Or. That is your system.
I'm afraid that the analysis that we did, World Cup final man of the match, the Castro performance index means that he gets a 10 because they actually gave him 9.76, which we have to up that, you know, mathematics. Yeah. We're at simple rounding goes up to 10.
Well, I'm going to give him a 10 as well. I just can't look past the
you
fact
coward.
That he's... No, we can't look past the fact he's done incredible...
You.
I'm not letting him sway you. This is what I said
what
before.
What are you taking points off?
He's a coward as well.
But what are you taking points off about?
The lot, Will.
What can you just score him for? Because you've only seen him naked at the start of his career.
Yeah, you want to see him naked now, dear?
Well, it was a 9.
Listen, Will. Listen, Will. He's a 10. Won it all. Scored goals. Champions League. La Liga. As you know, Dave said it all before. Defenders don't really
the
win
Castro
Ballon d'Ors.
The Castro Performance Index.
The Castro boys rated him 9 point something.
I'm going for 9. Just because of the Ballon d'Or.
What do you mean the Ballon d'Or?
Okay. Fair enough.
He didn't win it.
So what?
He scored 80 out of 90.
What?
Yeah.
80?
Yeah.
Should have been 90. Should have been the clean sweep that, lads.
He scored 80.
You just don't... You've never been to Madrid, obviously.
I'm not asked.
See, mate, when you go to Madrid, you'll
is
know.
Is it better than Barca?
Yeah.
No, what?
Not them.
No way.
Street. Not them lovely.
Do they have a half-built church?
No, never mind. Call that
bit. Night out, better night out. Actually, had a really good night out in Barcelona.
Yeah, I had a great night out in Barcelona.
Day out, Madrid. Night out, Barcelona. There you go, Barcelona, Real Madrid fans. No, you know, no jumping on one or the other.
Listen, guys, I've loved this, but can I tell you about another podcast you might love called the Football Book Club? They review footballers' autobiographies. It's great fun, great listen. Go and download it wherever you listen to your podcast from. Football Book Club, check it out. They've recently done Steven Gerrard's My Autobiography.
Love that, Joe, and we'll get our ears around that. And thank you very much for listening to this podcast and getting your ears around this. I've been Will Brazier. That's been Joe McGrath. That's been Statman Dave. Thank you very much for listening to 21st Century Football. We'll be back very soon. We'll see you later.
Bye.
It sound right, boy.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
This season, Live Score is the only place where you can watch every single UEFA Champions League game for free. That means more goals, more unforgettable drama, more end-to-end action. And whether you're watching on your phone or tablet or casting to your TV, the free Live Score app gives you even more ways to watch. Live Score, the new home of the UEFA Champions League. It's more than a score. Download now on the App Store or Google Play.
Sports Social Podcast Network.